Today's test?
Yes.
Today's test?
Yes. Because the lights can go off at any moment.
Ears are ready?
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. Ears are ready?
Ears, mind, heart, all.
Hari Bol is the good song. We have to close that. The Rasanan Prabhu is in full tone. He is doing Ketan in full tone. Preeti, Preeti, Preeti. 3 times this word has been spoken by the Jagdanand Pandit. Where is this Preeti? Who has this Preeti? One Brahmachari comes to me.
I come to you. I look at Brahmachari.
You can sit here.
Yes?
Dot is here? So, Maharaj, I am leaving this mat. Why are you leaving this mat?
Why?
I cannot cope up with the brahmacharis over here. Okay. Where will you go? I don't know. But if you are leaving from here, where will you? I may go to any hell. Okay. You will go to your home? Yeah, I may go to my home. Then you will get married? Yeah, I may get married. I don't know. But if you will go home, you will get married. I don't know. And then you will have wife? I can't say. Then she will... Can you cope up with her? You cannot cope up with the brahmacharis, but you can cope up with the that lady. Then she will beat you with broom. You will accept it. But you cannot cope up with brahmacharis. Okay, you are going, you may go, you have got Preeti, for which you have come. A slightest fraction of Preeti? No, this is not a Preeti. Preeti is very, very advanced thing. What Gurudev does? He gives peace. Gurudev gives peace. Rest, everything has to be done by the gardener. Gurudev is not going to do for you. You have to look after it, you have to water it, you have to give manure to it, you have to save it from so many other things. This whole protection you have to give to that seed. You have to show namrata, humbleness. And you have to faith. Sacrifice. You have to suffer. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he suffered. Like Haridas Thakur, he suffered. This is written by Jagdanand Pandit. He has so Preeti in his heart. He can go there. Yeah, who is writing this thing? He is writing because he has complete Preeti in his heart. No one can write otherwise, the way he is writing. If complete Preeti is in someone, it is none but Braj Gopi. One who will understand this Preeti completely in its constitutional form will become Gopi. Then he is not scared of Kalank and Laj. He is not scared of... Prestige, Kalank, that's it. No, chastity. Breach of chastity or break of chastity? Breach of chastity. When this priti comes in anyone's heart, then that person trespasses from the fear of social prestige, social name and fame, and his position. Name and fame is one thing, but if you have got defamation, that is called kalang. If you have got some spot on your character, that is kalang. Spot on character mostly called kalang.
Bad reputation.
Defamation. But defamation has got ill fame. It has got a very vast view, but especially when a female, a lady has got its spot on her character, that is called kalang. But one who has priti, he does not care for this kalank and laj. Laj means shame. And there is no any example in this world except gopis for it. Even sakha are not the exemplary for this priti. Radharani is saying, go and nagar mein dhindora beat do, announce by beating over the drum throughout the city that Radha Rani has sunk in the defamation ocean of Krishna, in the kalank of Krishna. Go and announce it. He is saying it boldly. So all these things has been said for the Sadhan Siddha, Gurudeva saying. Those Sadhan Siddha who wanted to go to Krishna and their husbands were stopping them. But they did not care for their husbands. Husband kept on chastising, but they did not listen to them. And they went away. They did not care for their father, their husband, their mother. They were stopped, but they forgot. Kul laj means family shame. They did not care for it. But if someone tries to do this thing before getting love, before attaining love, then it will be a chaotic situation. When this priti comes, then she dominates, she becomes prominent, she makes the sadhak, but to speak of sadhak, even sadhya and Krishna, she makes everyone to dance. Priti makes everyone dance. And those who are sadhak, they progress in the progression, step by step, taking shelter of Guru, lotus feet, then they cultivate their devotion under the guidance of Rasik Bhavuk, devotees, Tattvajna devotees, they take shelter of such high class and advanced devotees, and then they chant accordingly. Though name is supreme, but it should be in accordance with and in following of advanced rasik bhakta only. Otherwise it cannot be taken as a supreme thing. Then lobh may come, greed may come by such association. What type of greed comes? Krishna bhakti ras bhavita mati. Then Gurudev quoted this verse. What does this verse say? That association of such a high class of devotee, Rasik Vaishnava, does not come because of millions of years Sukriti. Sukriti is very, very feeble thing in this regard. If such high class of devotee is available, what to do? Purchasing. Kutu api labbete is very highly emphasized over here. Kutu api means anywhere in the world you get him. Don't see that where have you got him. Purchase him immediately. And there is only one price for it, and that is lolium. Gurudev is saying the cost, the price for such a devotee is only lolium. The verse is saying, not Gurudev.
Well, the verse is saying to have that mood, that greed, to have that mood what is in the heart of a Rasika, Babuka, Vaishnava.
Gurudev was saying, what you can give to such a high advanced devotee? Nothing. You cannot give. He does not want anything. He tells this thing. He wants only lolium. You mean to purchase his mood?
Yeah, this is what the verse says.
That's good. Verse does not say mood.
That mood. That's
bhav. Mati. This is mati.
Mati means?
Mati.
Mati means?
Yeah,
maybe person also. Mati is the person. And the person who has that mind.
What is that? Non different.
It's intelligence.
Intelligence. Intelligence is not separated from the personality.
Gurudev
is saying? Once I talk to Gurudev, that what does it mean? Does it mean person or his. What to say? Mind. Gurudev says both. Gurudev says both. Because we cannot separate the both. Yeah, we can say, we can purchase mood also. Gurudev did not say the word use here, purchase. He was not using the word purchase. He was saying that only the price is lolium. The price is lolium.
Price of what?
The person.
The price for what?
Now you have to make out. Gurudev did not say that. First is price is lonium.
First you purchase him and then you
purchase. Today's class is price is lonium. For what? Greed. No. Today he did not explain this. Did he? No. He said only lonium. That's all. But for what? Gurudev said, even only greed will not do. Again today he was very strong in this class. Mere greed will also not do. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has said in Ujjwal Nilmani, very briefly. Why briefly? Because he said that there are not so much qualified for it. If even they are qualified, they are not sanskar yuk. They are not having that sanskar. Again that word sanskar came. Yesterday it was mentioned. Today in the morning session when we were talking with Gurudev, he was explaining sanskar. So if greed is there and sanskar is not there, the things will not take place. The sanskar is also very important.
Can I ask a question? How can the greed be there if there is not sanskara?
Let translation be finished, then class will start.
Okay.
We can discuss the way today Gurudev morning tried to explain what is sanskara also. His explanation was entirely different.
What was the definition of sanskara?
After class.
Gurudev said one thing more. When he was explaining kutu api labhyate, wherever you find, then give your head on the feet of that person. Now it becomes person when he is saying, give your head to the feet. Wherever you, unke charano mein sheesh de do, give your head on his lotus feet. Because for this only one price is, that is lolium. And you can show your lolium, your greed only, by giving your head to their lotus feet.
That means physical or what does it mean?
How can it be? If you give way, cut it and give finish. How can it be? It's the mood. It is the mood.
Well, sometimes you see the devotees diving at the lotus feet of Guru Dev, not letting go.
But it is not all, it is a start. It is just beginning. When anarth will go and something, shuddha tattva will come, some taste will come, ruchi will come, and then more and more asakti starts coming. This is the stage being described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, that our relationship with this material world will be disconnected. And then he was reading the verse from same river, Vishe Ashray ke liye Shuddh Alamban, and then take pure shelter of Vishay and Alamban. Explaining this thing which I could understand, Gurudev was saying here that Krishna has got some qualities, 64 qualities, and Radharani has been, she has got 360 qualities. All qualities described in Ujjwal Neelmani. Those qualities will start coming in that devotee. This means he is taking shelter of Vishay and Ashray and Alamban. And then for Alamban, Gurudev was saying even Uddipana, stimulation. Gurudev said, a few days before I had to go to hospital. A very high class of devotees and his wife were crying there. Their son was lying in hospital, ICU. Oh Gurudev, please save. बाद कब तक अपर लिमिट भी बता प्रभु जी आपने तो पहली लिमिट बता दी
उपरांत
में कब तक गुरुदेव विल लीव टुमारो आफ्टर 6:30 एंड आई एम आस्किंग दैट मेक सेल द अपर लिमिट आल्सो आफ्टर हाउ मच आफ्टर
In evening.
6:30 p.m. I found so many people are still confused. When it is said 6:30, people are generally thinking in the morning he is going.
Mm.
Most of the people are thinking morning because no one can imagine that he will go in the evening.
Why
he is
going in
the
evening? If he leaves before 6:30, it is not auspicious. That is why he leaves after
6:30. Going to the
Yeah, Panchika says it is almost summer, so better you leave after 6:30. No, just tomorrow, after 6:30 is okay.
Yeah. So she is crying, oh Gurudev, my son is dying, please save him. Then I ask, okay, you want pure bhakti or son?
Good answer.
Yeah. Crucial and critical question at the time. She said, oh, I don't want bhakti, please give me my son.
Wow.
So this happens. If someone's house, the sun is, or any very dearer and nearer is so much sick, then he or she cannot think about bhakti. Why? by our connection that with our material world. It is not disconnected. Gurudeva is now explaining. Now look, unfortunate situation. If he says that I want bhakti, he would have got both. Why? Because if he says my son should be saved, will he not die anytime? One day he has to die. And if bhakti comes, by the strength of bhakti, he could have saved even her son. So this is unfortunate. Why it happens? Because so far we are not yet established our relationship with even Gurudev. Therefore, daily we give thanks to Gurudev. I am leaving. I am going. And if there is a asat guru, non bona fide guru, what will happen? There will be always a quarrel or fight. Sometimes he will set, and that asat guru will, oh, this disciple is going, how the things will go, I will become wrecked. He will think, I will become wrecked, and then he will say, oh, please don't. How my mud will run if you will go? Guru Nihora Karenge. Nihora is a braj word. We will always begging things. Vike Ashe Sud Alamman. When we really take shelter of Vike Ashe and Sud Alamman, then things take place. What it takes place? That Pyar says of Prem Vivak, Parkiya Ras will come.
Prayer.
PR means prayer, that verse of Prem Vivad in Bangla, that it is called PR. It says, Parkiya Ras will come. Then Bhavpan Dasha will come. The state
this
of.
Is all at the state of asakti.
Above that.
Okay.
Asakti. Bhavpan dasha aegi. Bhavpan dasha means bhav will come. Complete bhav will come. This will be ripened mango. You might have remembered Gurudev gave one example which Pundarik was saying, that Gurudev gave one seed and he said, you sow it, you water it, you make a tree, and then you will get a mango, and very ripened mango, and eat it. But every day
after
he is looking, after 12 years, but he is restless. Every day he is looking whether fruit has come or not, or how much he is satisfied or not. So if he will do every day, and he will try to find it every day, and he is so much concerned with the result, his sprout will also get destroyed. But this is the time when you will get mango, and that will be ripened mango. From where you can get it, this will be received by our Gaudiya Sampradaya only. In Braj, there are so many other Sampradaya, one cannot get from it. So Jagdanand Pandit was saying, Vaikunth ke parikar bhi nahi pa sakte. Even those who are the parikar of Vaikunth, they cannot get. They were saying, Dwarka's Mahishis also cannot get. This shows that Jagdanand Pandit is not Satya Bhamayaka. It is not in that mood at all. It is absolutely in Parkiya Bhava mood.
Liberation. I only want one thing. I want to be just in the lotus feet of Krishna when he's at Govardhan. He's mixed with the Kunkans and the breast of the gopis. So when he should have prayed like this, he's been to the Bhagavatam. So when Satyabhama comes in Gaura Lila, then he gets the chance to express some speciality. Yet all of our channels are written down under Satyabhama. But Guru Dev said, we should not think that because he's Satyabhama, that we should not be concerned with fame of Vibhata, because it's only for those who want to do a dwarka move, but rather because of his association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Lord Chaitanya Prabhu, and his aspiration for the moves of the gopis, the reading and studying of Srimad Bhagavatam is very favorable for those who want to follow the psyche of Bhakti in the line of Rupa Goswami.
Because very clearly stated in those verses by Chaitanya Pandit, it will come to Parikya Bhava. Parikya Bhava is available only in Braj only, in gopis only, advocating that Bhava only, expressing that Bhava only. Then he was saying that verse was saying, I saw myself that Mahaprabhu was giving instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is saying somewhere, Gurudev said in first line, I could not note down. That he is saying, I am keep on writing whatever is coming in my mind without any chronological order. I keep on writing without any chronological order. So he was talking about Parikya Das, now he is coming. Just I remember that Raghunath Das Goswami came to Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu gave him instruction, and his instruction was Gram Katha na suni. Don't hear that Gram Katha. And those Gram Katha are heavily gaj-gaj bol rahi hai humari hai. They are so prominent in our heart that we can't speak without that. So they were saying. We don't have any time for Paramat. Our problems with Gurudev is only, oh, I have this problem and that problem. We don't come for the Paramat problem, for the problem of spiritual life. Gurudev, I have become old now. I think that you please arrange one small house for me in Navdeep. Navdeep is a very, very magnanimous place. I will do bhajan. Gurudev said, we will make a house for you there. You will do bhajan or sleep there. I want a house. Have you ever heard any mentioning or any context in the reference of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and in his life that he has ever talked about Gram Katha? Yes, once he said. What he said? That I will prefer to talk about Gram Katha from the local people of Brajvasis instead of leaving. Well, it is also said that Sanatana Goswami used to go from village to village and he used to talk about their family life. Oh, what happened to your daughter? Where she got married? How she is doing? How her husband? Then, only by those talks, he just starts doing Hari Katha. It was his specialty. And this speciality was revealed by Sri Sanatana Goswami only. Even Sri Rupa Goswami did not do like that. So, bhala na khaibe, bhala na pahe. Always try to live as simple as possible. Always try to eat as simple. Bhala na khaibe. As possible. Amani manad raho. Don't accept any respect and give everyone respect. And do Radha Krishna seva by your mind. Accept also. Don't only accept. Don't accept. What does it mean that don't accept? If someone gives you respect, Gurudev was not telling it. Always transfer it to your Gurudev. And he was saying, this instruction was given to Raghunath Das Goswami, and what happens to us when it comes to our Gurudev? Gurudev, please do something that we should remain happy. We should not have any problem. always instruction is to Raghunath Das Goswami. By your mind, within your spiritual body, always serve Radha Krishna. Have that mood. But how will you do? How will you realize your own constitutional position? It has been explained in Jaya Dharam by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. For this you require old sanskars and present attitude. Two things to Gurudev combined. Old sanskars and present attitude. So far it is not there. Even if you are doing from your mind, it is archan, not seva. There is vital difference between archan and seva. Raghunath Das Goswami is not doing archan, he is doing seva. He is having that khila. He is weeping, he is crying, sometimes he is speaking on his chest and sometimes he is making it wet and soaking in his tears. That is seva, not archan. What is the difference between seva and archan? Gurudev very quickly gave their difference. So far we have not realized our relationship, sambandh, and we are serving by the material world paraphernalia. That type of seva is called archan. Unless we have realized our relationship, established our relationship, sambandh jnana bina, aur jagtik vastuon se seva se archan hoti hai, and we are serving to material world paraphernalia. That type of, apparently it may be service, but it is not service, it is archan.
Even if it's by mind.
If relationship is not established, that by mind it is?
Mind is also jagatic vastu.
Yeah.
Archan. Archan. Very good point. Very fine. Vicha. Sushma Vicha.
Be akinchan. None of us is akinchan. What does it mean by akinchan? Even don't keep for tomorrow. Those who keep for tomorrow, they are not akinchan. Be tolerant like tree. If we hit it, it gives fruit. And what happens here? Maharaj, main ja raha hu. Maharaj, I am leaving. Here, Gurudev is not hitting, but he is saying, I am leaving. Disciples is saying, give. जरा चूना हट गया तो जा रहा हूँ. I don't understand why Gurudev was saying जरा चूना हट गया. Generally, chuna, when we do white wash, then we generally say we are putting lime on the walls. If lime has been removed, I am leaving this place. Or generally, if we go in this material world, when we eat paan, then they put chuna in it. So Gurudev was emphasizing that anything very slighted of your comfort is removed, or you are feeling difficulty, you are coming to Gurudev, oh, I cannot live here and I am leaving. Where will you go? Home? You will get married? Then you will face their chastisation? Is it okay? Anything is okay, but I cannot live here. No, it's not like this. In real Raganuga Bhakti, within your spiritual body, serve, and externally, outwardly, chant as much as possible. again it was there, again. Amani Manad. Amani Manad. What does it mean? Give respect to everybody. Don't get respect or Jesus saying, don't expect and receive respect from anyone. Why it is said again and again? Why our all Vaishnavas are saying again and again? And why it is happening that we are not listening it again and again? That is why that thing is not taking place. Just accept, eh? What's the answer? No answer.
Thank God. Did he give?
Thank God. Just try to have a bare necessity of your life. Very little thing, except. If you will eat much and become hatta gatta and robust, mota taja, like me. Then, Buddha was saying, lust is bound to come. You can't ever. Therefore, if you want to advance in bhakti, but you are unable to do these things, gracefully Krishna gives some disease. He gives some disease. He is such a disease that everything accumulated goes up.
Yes,
sir.
Home diet.
Don't depend upon market vairagya. Okay. Monkey renunciation. Don't do sambhashan with prakriti. Here the word woman is not used. The word is used prakriti. Anything with which you have a desire to enjoy is prakriti. Because then you become enjoyed and that thing becomes prakriti. Anything. Even it may be a piece of wood.
What is the instruction? Don't do
sambhashan. Don't associate, don't talk. Don't get involved. Don't convert with. Be Vishuddha Bairagi. Don't have monkey renunciation. Have real renunciation. Vishuddha means especially special. Have renunciation of that. It is especially special. What does it mean by Vishuddha? Krishna Anurag is Vishuddha Vairag. Our attachment for Krishna is our special renunciation. Our attachment for Nam is our special renunciation. Renunciation of Rai Ramanand Pundarik Vidyanidhi was special. Vishuddha Vairag. Gurudev, can't it be possible just you give me 1 lakh so that I should have fixed deposit and I will lead my life with the interest. I need not to then beg for. And then I can do my bhajan very nice. So all these verses and instructions I have spoken Gurudeva saying today refer to me and you. He was saying like this. These all verses refer to me and you. Therefore, give up your durgun, bad qualities. Don't become enemy and friend of anyone. Only Guru Vaishnava should be your, they are your well-wisher. Try to understand this point. All of us are servant of Krishna and have relationship in this capacity. And then according to one qualification, accept all these instructions and progress in Krishna. God Premanande. Oh, did we come to that point? there is no definition of samsara. Gurudev was explaining today. I said yesterday, Gurudev, you said that patlo. You know, that was the Hindi he used. That patlo. You may memorize the whole thing. What is bhav, what is vibhav, what is anubhav? You may memorize it. And you may understand it at the highest class of devotees of gopis. You may preach it also, but does not mean that it has taken place. Unless there is very strong sanskar. This was the statement Gurudev gave yesterday. So I spoke this thing, Gurudev, but what is sanskar? Is it the Sukritis? Then Gurudev gave two examples of sanskar. One example, he said, you know, Aarti with Madhav was sitting there. A young girl with her son, she was sitting there. Look, this girl, only 5 years before, she was a unmarried, very beautiful and office-going girl, having her purse hanging on her shoulder. She was going like this, tuck-tuck, with a high neck and yeah, like this.
Proud,
system proud, not to talk with everyone.
Aarti, the wife of Vishnu.
And today, then she got married, then she had a son. Now son is with her, she is kissing him and she is giving her whole vatsalya bhav to this boy. What happened? So change, such a big change. Because she got a son. This is sanskar, that she had a son. Begetting a son is a sanskar. And because of this sanskar, that he is my son, this impression has become so strong, and she now cannot think even that she was not married once. Or what was the previous situation? Totally forgotten. So, I said that means, Gurudev, that this relationship is sanskar. He said this relationship shows that impression has become so strong, so relationship is important, but such an impression should come. And it has got its time to come. Like, he again gave another example. He said, suppose there is a girl of 5 years old. बीस नंबर कमरे में क्या है? गुरुदेव वाज सेइंग दैट देयर इज अ गर्ल ऑफ 5 years ओल्ड. कैन शी गेट अ संस्कार ऑफ बिकमिंग मदर? यू मे गिव एनी अमाउंट ऑफ थिंग्स टू हर, बट शी कैन नॉट गेट इट. इट रिक्वायर्स अ टाइम पीरियड. So he gave today example there in the class of that tree. So a time period comes. That is adhikar. When adhikar comes, then only sanskars can be established. So sanskar means a very, very, very
deep
impression which cannot be removed, which comes through certain relationships. Always think our relationship with Krishna that way, and when this becomes deep and deep and deep, then others will be disconnected. So there are two things. That adhikar is required, means there must be a ripened time period when this sanskar can be established, and secondly, that this relationship has to be established. This will deepen our impression. So this definition is here. Generally we have that if a thing we keep on doing, then it becomes very permanent line. There is one example that if we rub a rope on a very strong stone, and when it keeps on doing for years together, then there is a
deep impression.
It becomes a groove, a line is drawn on that stone also. That is sanskar. And sometimes by relationship it can be done like this also. But when it becomes deep, then it is sanskar.
Then something was said that if there is no sanskar from previous birth, even though one may have association, one may try to develop greed, but it will not have actual depth as it will have when one has previous sanskar.
No, greed and sanskar Gurudev was not combining. They are not saying that one is the cause and another is the...
No, you mentioned in your class. In your class you mentioned even one may have greed.
Greed, but he doesn't have sanskar.
If there is no sanskar, then Prabhu was asking, how can one have greed if there is no sanskar?
So that shows, this question shows that there is some relationship between sanskar and greed. But Gurudev was saying that greed is only by the association. Greed comes by the association. And if the sanskar is there, then it goes like psh. And if sanskar is not there, then it to my understanding, it appears like that greed is like a spark, and sanskar is like a fuel. And if there is no fuel and a spark, when they get combined, then it becomes big fire. And if the fuel is not there, then fire cannot come.
He's given a commentary on this verse in his own conference with Bhagavatamrita. Then he says that Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatamati, when will the heart be saturated with the Krishna Bhakti Rasa completely? We should try to have a greed for this. We can attain this thing, but it's only attained by paying the price of greed. So then he just...